This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. By the way, from our Moss Nissan studios, two great radio stations across America, including AM 1000 down there in the Caribbean, dealing us an audience, giving us an audience in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and also down in the western part of the Bahama Islands. And hello to everybody down there in the Caribbean. And not to forget about the internet, too, and our friends over in Germany on Radio Ace. Hello, Maria. Hello, Major Mac. Hello, Guten. And I hope I'm saying that right, because I'm pronouncing it the way you're spelling it. And also, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all those snowplow drivers and sander drivers, too, earning that money trying to keep the roads open. And I realize you've got a hell of a problem out there in the Northwest and the western part of the United States, the Rockies, and up there in the upper Midwest. Well, thoughts and prayers go with you guys. Thanks for what you do. The Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, too. Thanks for everything you do. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. And without further ado, here she is, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And when I asked you what it was you wanted to talk about, what you thought was the most important, you said?
Nadler.
There you go. Jerry Nadler.
All right. Well, the first hearing that the judiciary is going to hold is next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that hearing is, we don't know who, I was trying to poke around yesterday on who he's going to have as witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the witnesses may be one, it may be a couple, but they're supposed to be constitutional attorneys, in other words, law experts when it comes to all things impeachment, high crimes and misdemeanors. So I thought, okay, well, he's probably going to invite John Dean. But anyway,
yeah,
that tells you that he's really not quite ready yet. And, of course, he's not quite ready to have real hearings because he's waiting on the final report to come from Schiff. So Schiff is drafting his report over his impeachment inquiry hearings,
mm-hmm.
and he passes it off to judiciary, and I don't think that report's quite ready. It may be ready by next Monday or something, but anyway, in the first hearing, he's going to have these experts.
Mm-hmm.
So Nadler writes a letter to the president yesterday, and the first paragraph is outrageous. It says, under House Resolution 660, House Representative has approved certain privileges for you in the House Judiciary Committee while the committee considers whether to recommend articles of impeachment to the full House. For your reference, a copy of the resolution is related procedures attached to these procedures and the privileges afforded to you therein are consistent with those used by the committee in the Nixon and Clinton impeachments.
Mm-hmm.
So he's inviting Trump and his lawyers, if they want to attend, that they have to let the Judiciary Committee know by December the 1st at 6 p.m. He says, I remain committed to ensure a fair, informative process. To that end, I remind you, reminding the President, that participation by the President or his counsel has been described by the committee in the past inquiries not as a right but as a privilege or courtesy, which is being extended to the President's counsel. He also says in here that if you choose to not cooperate, then we will use that information to determine what next moves we make. In other words, some kind of consequence.
Well, Jay Sekulow last night in his program, who is one of the president's attorneys, said that they were going to give him an answer, that they were going to respond to that. And I did not understand what they were talking about, but I do now because of what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a right and a put. So this is really not separation of powers, by the way. So you have judiciary going up against the executive. So this will be rather interesting.
Well, the polls are still not working in their favor at all. The polls are not working at all in the Democrats' favor. Even the own Democrat polls.
We're about 50-50 on this, but there is some interesting argumentative current going on within the Democrat caucus on whether right now this is a procedural thing, you know, because he says whether to recommend articles of impeachment. So they're still not quite there yet. Now, maybe he's waiting for some guidance to come from Schiff and the Intelligence Committee's lawyers and whatnot, but they're not quite there yet. There's a couple of Democrats that are already pushing back, and, you know, we shall see. The hearing next week, it'll be fascinating to see what experts he's going to call in.
Well, the ones they're worried about are the 31 that are in the states where the president carried the states very solidly, and they think that those are the ones that may actually not vote, either abstain from voting, say present or whatever they do or whatever. But we'll get to that when we come back, because here comes the music, here comes the break, and it's going to cut me off, but just cut off Denise, but I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Come on now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA for short, because they know that defending yourself if you get attacked or you have to do something self-defense-wise, you better be prepared because the last person standing is the first person they're going to look at, and you might need some legal help along the way, and that's exactly what they do. So, I want you to go over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Look for the USCCA logo link. It's right there in the right tab of the website. When you see it, click on it. And the first thing you'll see is the Gun a Day giveaway. And sign up for that. Good luck. Maybe you'll win one of the guns. They flip over at midnight every day. A new gun changes every day at midnight. And we need to have a winner in the show. And you can't win if you don't enter. It's that simple. So after you do that, then you'll see three different ways that you can join, three levels of membership. Pick out the one that works for you. Become a member. In doing so, you will wind up with $474 worth of free stuff, compliments of USCCA. Some of it will be gear from them. Some of it will be the Concealed Carry magazine, which has savings in it every month. It's produced every month, an award-winning magazine, I might add. But there's a lot of things there for you to keep you informed and make you a much better gun owner, too. So that's the USCCA logo link on my website, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Click on it, and you'll know what we know, and good luck to you on the Gun a Day giveaway. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
Now, you wrote an article pretty much based on the replacement, the firing of the Navy secretary, and it's entitled Fix Bayonet Secretary Spencer. Remember? Go ahead.
This article almost wrote itself. It's almost like my fingers had their own mind. But there was something really burning about what he said the other day. When he was doing an interview with CBS, he said that Trump doesn't fully understand the definition of a warfighter. A warfighter is a profession of arms, and a profession of arms has standards. Okay. I would agree, but I would ask, maybe challenge what are his,
mm-hmm.
especially at his level. Because military brass and the bureaucracy in the Pentagon has turned into this whole political correctness thing that I would argue got exponentially worse under the Obama administration.
Correct.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I never heard Spencer, Secretary Spencer, speak about the scandal of Bo Bergdahl and what Bo Bergdahl did,
mm-hmm.
and then what Obama did when he traded Bo Bergdahl for five Taliban commanders.
Mm-hmm.
You got a president there that intervened. All right. Now, what about, Army Private Chelsea Manning? You know, he stole, stole thousands of highly classified documents and gave them to WikiLeaks.
Yep.
And so then here comes Obama, who commuted the sentence.
Yep.
Which was, I think, a 35-year sentence.
Yes.
So where is Spencer? Did he have anything to say about that one?
No.
Here's one of the more interesting ones. One of his fellow brass, Gerald Cartwright,
mm-hmm.
back in 2012, he admitted to lying to federal investigators about leaking to the press the United States-Israel's covert cyber program called Stuxnet.
Right.
Okay. So, again, Obama intervened. I would argue that what Obama did to intervene and interfere was a whole lot worse than what Trump did. And the whole thing with Gallagher was about a photo with a corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it reminded me. It reminded me because, I don't like to ever get personal, but my father was Marine.
Mm-hmm.
He fought in World War II in Korea, and I happen to have all of his photos and all of his film.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture in there of my father with a corpse with a cigarette in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
My father, based on what he did when they took a hill on a frontal assault,
mm-hmm.
Was awarded the Navy Cross.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they want to do? Do they want to go take away my dad's Navy Cross because he was has a picture with a corpse with a cigarette in his mouth? So, there's a bureaucracy, there's politics, there's red tape, there's all this kind of stuff that goes on in the Pentagon, and don't think it doesn't flow all the way down to the war fighters, because they see it, they feel it, and the wars now are fought by lawyers.
Yeah.
World War II, Korea, Vietnam, starting with a little bit of Vietnam, wasn't fought with lawyers.
No. Well, World War II, there were a lot of pictures that came home. My dad had them of a lot of dead Germans around the troops when they were doing what they were doing.
So, I put two photos in there in my article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw them.
Of U.S. troops photographed with corpses, but that was Vietnam.
Right.
All right, so give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want a whole brouhaha and scandal because, Trump stepped in there and said, this whole thing about taking a picture with a corpse is ridiculous? And
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. It may not be a cool thing, but, have you seen the picture? Because I haven't seen the picture.
No.
I mean, it hasn't been out there for the whole world to see like he was, gloating over it. And by the way, he wasn't the only, Gallagher wasn't the only person in the picture.
That's
Where are
right.
the other guys?
That's right.
Did they get their awards taken away? Did they lose rank?
Nope.
No.
No.
Nope. They got immunity because they were giving testimony.
Right. You're right. You're exactly right. And this is what happens when you get the JAG lawyers out on the battlefield. They have no place of being there. All right, hold on, because let's see here. All right. Good morning. Who's this, Ian?
Yeah.
What's up?
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
Well, now that I got a public platform, I hereby call that we dig up George Patton, the general from World War II's grave.
Yeah.
We try him and we hang him because he said, that horrible, horrible, mean, ogre person, Patton, said, we will take the Nazis and we'll grease our tank treads with them.
Yep.
We cannot have that. That is racism towards Nazis. He must be held accountable.
All right.
We must dig up George Patton
okay.
and execute him.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks.
Exactly.
All right, and yeah, that's part of it. But then again, let's see. We had an expression in Vietnam. I forgot where exactly it came from. Kill them all, let God sort them out. That came from one of the commanding. Well, for all I know, it might have come from General Vallee, because come to think of it, it was during his time when he was there. So that was, and I've heard him use the expression. So what do we do with him?
Well. You know, again, going back to what Spencer said, that, you know, a war fighter is a profession of arms. And so I was making the distinction about war back then
yep.
in Korea, World War II, as to war today. And it's, yep. it's all a political correctness thing. I mean, so the reason I titled it, you know, Fixed Bayonets is because my dad ordered, when they did a frontal assault, they ordered fixed bayonets.
They did. You're right.
We wouldn't dare do that today. We wouldn't. And
no.
yet, you know, I mean, give me a break with this whole holier than thou. I understand the ethos. I mentioned the ethos.
Mm-hmm.
I believe through going all through. No, and I was never in the military, so, I mean, I invited comments, and I got a lot of interesting comments on this article yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet you did,
anyway.
Especially with the Vietnam photos. I bet you did.
Yeah.
And I've seen worse photos than that. Remember the police chief in Saigon that off the Viet Cong guy right on the street?
Well. It really comes down to the whole bureaucracy thing, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, we ended up. Remember, there was a big, huge scandal about Obama firing a whole bunch of generals and admirals.
Yes,
and
I
blah,
do.
Blah. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I would argue that I'm not sure I had a real problem with that, because I think we're overloaded with, you know, these bureaucratic brass. I mean, some of them may have earned it, great, wonderful, but it just complicate stuff, you know, all the way down to, you know, the battlefield.
Well, you're right. Now, what are you going to write about today?
I don't know. it's a target rich environment, so I could just pick anything. I could, you know, we got more countries now that are under protest. What's going on in Iran's pretty bad. We had Bolivia, but now we have Colombia. So
yep.
we have to really, I mean,
all right.
turmoil.
Time to go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. All right, Denise Simon, Founders Code, everybody. It's founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all our articles. And in the meantime, I'll be right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At a rally in South Florida, President Trump accused Democrats of trying to rip our nation apart with the investigations that he sees as helping him and the Republicans in their election chances.
On Election Day 2020, the crazy Democrats are going down in a landslide, and that landslide is going to start right here in the great state of Florida.
He also spent time discussing recent controversies, including an unannounced trip to Walter Reed National Medical Center earlier this month. He said the visit was just getting an early start on his upcoming physical.
But I was there just to save a little time in January. I feel great. Hey, let me tell you, if I didn't feel great, I wouldn't be ranting and raving to 21, 22,000 people with lots of people outside. I can tell you.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one is right down here in our backyard in Clearwater, Florida. So, for more information about them and what they can do for you, here is more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind that the National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know that more of you are going to technical schools and vocational schools to learn a trade that'll give you a job when you come out of high school. And in many cases, you've learned a trade that's going to be very beneficial for you down the line. But did you know that those skilled trades, many of them are union positions, and you will start out as an apprentice at 80% of whatever the going rate is. So if it's $12 an hour to start, union scale, you get $9.60. If it's $15, you get $12, so on and so forth. Well, how would you like the opportunity to take that training that you've got and add to it by going to the National Aviation Academy? In 14 short months, you can be a certified aviation maintenance tech making $50,000 to $60,000 a year or more, based on your own God-given abilities and talents.
Now, all you have to do is check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or you can give them a call and ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080. Now, again, the website is NAA.edu. The phone number is 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide, slap open for you. Now, a rather disgusting incident has transpired with more money being bribed and rigged from the government. This being reported by the Army Times. A retired Army colonel pleaded guilty in federal court last week to conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government through a scheme that involved cash bribes to rig more than $20 million in Pentagon contracts in his favor. Now, this is not the only case. They're using bribes to get no-show jobs to win 11 contracts, 20 contracts, 10 contracts over here, 15 contracts over there. And it's gross abuse of the privilege. They need to do something about it soon. Now, it may take up to 5 years to finalize the standards for the Army Combat Fitness Test, as the service struggles to address the performance gap between male and female soldiers on the service's first ever gender-neutral fitness assessment. Now, the other day, when they put this into play, a number of people couldn't pass it, and they had one that passed with flying colors that broke a record for the test, which is unusual because usually that doesn't happen, but it happened on the first day, so how do you like that? Now, the Navy, it's not every day that the news release moves across the Associated Press wire, alerting editors worldwide that the Navy has named a guided missile destroyer after Army's football coach. Well, they have. And there you go. Now, radiologists at the Naval Postgraduate Dental School in Bethesda, Maryland, failed to interpret nearly 2,000 dental scans over the last 7 years, a lapse that's resulted in at least one delay in treatment and raised concerns that patients who underwent unnecessary biopsies and received inadequate care, according to an internal Navy investigation. Wow. Wow. Now, according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher case is now officially closed, period, end of story. So that should put all of that to sleep, even though I'm sure that some of the mainstream media are going to want to keep it going. But it's done. It's over and done with. Now, the Air Force has suspended its efforts to recover the body of Staff Sergeant Cole Condiff, who was a combat controller who you might remember was lost in the Gulf of Mexico from a C-130 aircraft earlier this month. The Air Force said that they're no longer actively seeking his body. What a shame that is. Now, the Air Force also said it released a list of 530 airmen who were selected for promotion to Chief Master Sergeant. And if your name's on the list, you're in. If it's not, well, good luck. Better luck next time. And Lieutenant General James Hecker recently received his third star and has now taken over as commander and president at the Air University following a November 22nd ceremony at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama, where the Air University is. Congratulations to him on that one. The Marine Corps, well, a Marine charged with desertion and wanted in connection with the murder of his mother's boyfriend, who continues to elude authorities, is now on the FBI's most wanted list. Now, a group of more than 1,050 followers have established a Facebook page in support of him over there. So we'll see how that plays out and whether or not they can catch this bad guy. Hopefully they can. By the way, veterans can now learn about their toxic exposure risks with a new VA app. For veterans who think they were exposed to toxic substances during their service, the Department of Veterans Affairs has a mobile application that will help them answer questions about what his and this potential exposure means for their long-term health. And there's a lot of guys that are coming down with Agent Orange later in life. Same thing with the World Trade Center, with the guys that sucked down a bunch of stuff that was there, finding out now, these many years later, that you have a problem. It's a shame, but I guess it's just a sign of the times. So we'll see. And don't forget, Raytheon has won a contract for $97.3 million. It's a Navy contract for the ANSPY 6 radar work. And Boeing nabs another $10.7 million, a contract to update the Saudi Air Force helicopters. We talked about that a week or so ago. But now it's official. And they have, in fact, landed that contract. Now, one of the other things that you deal with when you talk about the military is all the politics that goes on. Now, in a statement, Chuck Schumer, the senior senator from New York, said that he had praised Navy Secretary Spencer for standing up to President Trump when he was wrong, after Spencer blamed his firing on the refusal to follow an order from Trump that he morally opposed. Well, if you don't want to do the order, and then you choose to go around the president and try to do something different, which is called insubordination, the president was absolutely right. The Secretary of Defense was absolutely right in getting rid of him. That's not what we do in the military. Not what we do. And also, before we have to go to break here, let's not forget that the president has tapped Rear Admiral Kenneth Braithwaite to be the next ambassador to the Ukraine. I'm sorry, to be the next Navy ambassador. And he will be dealing with the problems over in the Ukraine right away. That's one of the things that he will be doing. So, think about that as we meander along and wait on Chris Markowski to call us here. The Watchdog on Wall Street. Going to be an interesting conversation with him. I'll be right back, and Kathy is going to take us back to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe is located inside the Mixon Fruit Farms building at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Now, I believe that they are Bradenton's best kept secret, because if you don't know what's there, you aren't going to stop there, because you go in there thinking about oranges, thinking about maybe the orange swirl ice cream, and right there, the front of the building, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and they have got some great sandwiches there. Their renowned Cuban sandwich, incredibly delicious. Their grandma's pot roast stacked high sandwich, oh my goodness, covered in Swiss cheese. Their BLT, with one of the best BLTs I've ever had, with applewood bacon stacked high. Also, don't forget about the forklift burger, large and in charge, and believe me, seasoned to perfection, your choice of cheese, and it's not going to disappoint you. Then they've got the submarine sandwiches. They've got the amazing Superman sub. That is big. And even my buddy Fitz, when he ordered one, he had to take half of it home. It was more than he could eat. And then they got the late night, the nightclub sub, they call it, the late night sub. And that's excellent, too. And then you finish it all off with some orange swirl ice cream. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. And don't forget, you can call ahead for your order at 941-748-5829. And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, would like some of that orange roll ice cream right about now.
Yeah, it's good stuff, no doubt.
Yes, it is. All righty. Well, we had the president down in South Florida last night. Now, he packed a house, first of all. The house was
totally packed. And then outside the building, he had about half as many people out there. I've had estimates telling me that you had anywhere from 30 to 35,000 people in attendance, 20,000, roughly 21,000 inside. And then you had, of course, outside another, whatever the overflow crowd was, and that's what they thought it was. And the traffic was packed up for hours. But here's what the president had to say last night at the rally in Sunrise.
And maybe most importantly right now, with the world the way it is, we are rebuilding the awesome power of the United States military. $2.5 trillion, and everything is made right here in the USA. That's good. We make the greatest equipment in the world. And a few weeks ago, U.S. Special Forces brought the world's number one terrorist to justice. The bloodthirsty savage known as al-Baghdadi is dead. Finally.
All right, well, the reason I played that is because the president also said something yesterday about talking to Iran and trying to negotiate our way through the settlement there. He promised that Iran was not going to get a nuclear bomb, and he did not want war. He wanted to try to talk our way through that. This president wants peace through strength. It's something, a term that I've heard before from, oh gosh, I don't know, Ronald Reagan, and if you want to go back in American history, Theodore Roosevelt.
Well, listen, you know, the rallies, and I think all this stuff is fantastic. I think that this is great. To obviously rally the base. I think it's also important, too. I think what he's trying to do down there, Matt, is Florida's now his home state.
That's right.
It's going to mean something, you know, for the election as well. As far as the, you're looking right now in regards to the impeachment thing, you're kind of breaking off House Democrats now that are saying that this is not that great of an idea. What the focus, I think, at some point in time is going to be coming down to, obviously, issues. Some of the issues that I think that he might be a little bit weak on going forward is going to be immigration, wall not being built. I mean, certain areas have been rebuilt, but there's no wall being built. Immigration still being a problem. And one of the things that really concerns me is just the out of control spending, that we're going to need to deal with. I don't know if Democrats are going to be able to attack him on that because they spend out of, you know, in an out of control manner as well. But there's some issues that are going to obviously be of concern.
Well, Jared Kushner was just put in charge of the overall wall project because of one simple thing. One of his expertises is going in and property easements, taking property, because the government is going to have to, at whatever the fair market value is going to have to take property in various parts of New Mexico and Arizona so they can finish the wall where they need to finish it. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's going to... I've never been a believer in the wall. You know that. I've always been a believer in actually enforcing the law of the land and using E-Verify and you know, getting people rid of people just by not allowing them to work and by not handing out all sorts of free stuff. I think that that's a much more effective and cost-efficient way of handling this. People talk about the issue of drugs. I don't think it's going to do anything to stop the flow of drugs. He did mention yesterday that he was thinking about designated drug cartels as terrorist organizations. I don't know exactly what that means. Does that mean that we're going to be, you know, doing excursions into Mexico and sending troops in there? I hope not. I think that's a slippery slope, but we'll see.
Well, we wouldn't send troops in there. We would send our special forces teams in there to work with the Mexicans, and it would be get in, get out, that sort of thing.
As long as it's by invite only.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's the thing, and I don't know if we're going to get that invite. And if we do get the invite, you know as well as I do how corrupt the Mexican government is. So, you know, if it's by invite, then the bad guys know we're coming.
Yeah, and the Mexican president said that he was not going to invite us anytime soon. I think he said something along those lines the day before.
And we can designate them as a terrorist organization. We should have been dealing with them. The best way to deal with these organizations, quite honestly, is obviously through banking and finance, try to allow, you know, go after the banks that obviously are taking the money in. But these guys keep a lot of cash around, but they don't want to. That's the thing. They want to get the money into the banking system so they can take over their industries. I was reading a little bit in regards to how they're trying to take over the avocado industry as well in Mexico.
And they're also trying to determine whether or not what food establishments stay open or not by this nonsense with the negotiations with Chick-fil-A because of the bullying coming to them from the LBQTJYXYZ and whatever else they got along with it, negotiating with them to stop giving money to outfits that they thought were detrimental to their existence.
Well, I mean, you mentioned that. Yes, I actually posted something yesterday. There's actually LGBTQRSTV, whatever those groups are saying that, actually saying that the gulags in the former Soviet Union weren't that bad, and they were just re-education camps, and actually suggested sending people that didn't believe in their agenda to gulags. I'm not making this up.
Do they not remember people being thrown off buildings that were gay? By ISIS?
Well, I'm sure they do, but they don't want to wade into that. They're going to wade into, you know, what's interesting to them. And again, this is not a very sane group. I mean, if your entire life is based upon who you like to sleep with, and that defines you and everything that you do, you got to get a hobby or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the president and these new sunshine laws that are going to be coming into play, which is going to boost the transparency with the health care prices, which supposedly will make the health care more competitive. Are you buying that?
With the transparency rules, I think that this is most certainly a step in the right direction. Matt, I mean, when you want to go, go to a hotel, I mean, if you go online, you go to hotels.com, and you go to a website, and they're going to tell you how much the room costs.
Yep.
When was the last time you showed up at a doctor's office and knew what your bill was going to be before you even got any services?
Never.
You no idea.
Never.
It's crazy, and that's the problem with this, and these bills go off, and insurance companies negotiate with this hospital and this group, whatever it may be, and you know, you don't know what the costs are. I mean, it's just crazy to me. Of course there should be price transparency across the board, and the powers that be don't want that.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too, and I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, of course, is his website. Well, you know, today, you're are you staying busy, or what are you doing right now?
I'm going to be busy. I got to do some, got to put some Christmas lights up, though. I got to do that later on today. Yay.
Christmas lights. All right. Well, stay up. Be careful on the ladder.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
All right, Chris. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time. Or wait a minute. You won't be around tomorrow. It's Thursday. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm around Friday if you want to call in.
Okay, you got it.
All right. See you later. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. Tomorrow, he gets the day off because he's got the family and all that. Thanksgiving, they're having a big to-do. But I'll be here, and we'll have other people calling in, too. So don't go anywhere. Coming right back with Colonel Jim Warshaw, the U.S. Air Force retired colonel, worked under General Mike Flynn, and we'll be talking about some things related to the...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.